At a bus stop off Highway 50, outside of the League to Save Lake Tahoe headquarters, Jesse Patterson is waiting.
And so we're waiting for a bus here today, and when it gets here, we're going to take it over to Heavenly Village, where we can enjoy Lake Tahoe without having to get in our car.
Patterson is deputy director at the League, and we, that's me and Patterson, are conducting a test. First, we want to see if the bus will arrive on time, and second, we want to determine if it's actually a convenient way to get to lunch, where we plan to meet some local transportation officials. As we puzzle over the bus schedule, South Lake Tahoe resident Ed Moser pulls up on his bike. He says riding the bus can be hit or miss.
They don't always run on time is the problem. So, they'll skip if they get 20 minutes behind or a half hour behind or something, they'll just skip a run and you end up waiting 45 minutes or an hour without knowing.
Weather can also be a factor, which is why he prefers biking. Asked if his friends and neighbors ever ride the bus.
No.
Fearing our experiment may yield less than optimal results, Patterson suggests a plan B.
Yeah, well, or we could drive there and some of us could try and ride the bus back. The other one drive back.
Okay. So we'll give it till 11:52 and then we'll bail.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Before we can bail, sure enough, a blue and white bus appears and we get on, paying $2 to board. Patterson has been advocating for increased transit at the lake and says he's pleased to see the bus is more than half full, with a mix of commuters as well as snowboarders headed to the Heavenly Ski Resort.
You know, everybody's going to compare alternative transportation to the option of driving in their car, and so it has to be attractive. It has to at least be somewhat similar or provide some advantage.
Carl Hasty manages the Tahoe Transportation District, a bi-state agency that runs about 40 buses, including the one we're on, with an annual budget of about $5.5 million. Right now, the district connects South Lake Tahoe to Minden, Gardnerville, and Carson City, with some seasonal routes.
But our aim is to create an interregional transit system.
Just last month, the district's board of directors approved an 8-year plan to create this seamless system, connecting Interstate 80 to Truckee and the Lake Tahoe communities around Highway 50. Hasty says there's demand, particularly among visitors from the Bay Area.
They're coming from urban areas that are very used to having transit, especially with the commute and that type of thing.
Several projects to increase connectivity are already underway. And Hasty says the largest of those will be the return of a passenger ferry connecting North Shore to South Shore. The district also works with Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, or TRPA, on projects including more bike trails and pedestrian crossings. Morgan Barrell is a TRPA planner and says they're trying to encourage a cultural shift among tourists and residents.
And we do that by having the bus be on time, frequency, hopefully every 30 minutes, good locations for stops, and also providing multimodal access.
Money is still Tahoe's largest obstacle to getting more public transit, but a new federal funding formula approved last year should help. Previous formulas had only counted year-round residents and didn't factor in the 3 million tourists who drive Tahoe's streets every year. Tom Lotshaw, also with the TRPA.
We're optimistic that, you know, those federal funding formulas are going to better reflect, you know, the number of people who are coming here from other areas and help update our transportation system.
There's no ballpark yet for how much more that will yield, but Lotshaw says it will make a difference. After lunch, the League's Jesse Patterson and I head back to the bus stop, and a swift 5 minutes later, we've reboarded and are headed back to his office.
Every time you come up here, you think about, you know, you rent a SUV so you can drive through the snow, and when you get up here, you drive around the lake to see it all. We're trying to shift that perception that you can actually experience all of Tahoe without having to get in your car at all.
Patterson says with our bus trip a success, it may help convince others it's worth a little extra effort to ditch their cars. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.